is it going from, I don't know, I mean, it's like...
In 2020, 80, it was all residential,
90%,
right?
90% assessed as commercial. But it's not 100%.
In 2019, it was all residential, assessed as all residential?
No.
No, your card should show what you were
assessed as. It does show a little bit different in 2020 and 2021. Part of it's in commercial and part of it's...
Right.
And again, that's going to be based on what he turned in for 2019, for how many nights versus... So right. You understand where this is such a mess.
In other words, nothing's really changed in his situation. He just the number of nights he's reported plus...
Correct.
...the across-the-board increase.
Correct.
That everybody else got.
This 2021, where is that percentage come from? The one, I mean, on this one, it's got 57 versus 763. That's almost like 95%. I don't know.
It would have to be either the number of nights that were reported versus 2019 to 20, or...
There weren't any number of nights reported by me, so I don't know where they got those numbers.
Well, in the past... What the previous assessor did is if they did not send in the nightly rental condo letter,
so are you looking for these?
He would make it at 80 or 90% commercial. So prior to him leaving office, they were going through sellos or condo letters, and there was people putting in information in. So in his case, he's got a new commercial rate plus the index on that card. But now the numbers are different because no matter what they did prior, it is now 100% commercial.
Well, right, because his letter in the past did have a line on it that said, if you do not fill out this letter and send it back, you will be assessed commercial. And he had different stuff in there. And like I said, it just got so confusing.
Was that letter sent out just whenever somebody bought one, or was it letter sent out every year?
Every year.
If somebody bought one, that was, they would send it out if they had a chance to say I'm residential.
That's what he turned in for 20.
So I'm still trying to grasp, I guess, the only reason he would have gone up, I mean, because of the cross
his report. I mean, that's a report. So, I mean, you said it was 100, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you did say you did 169 nights last year.
Right. So just so I could clarify, too, that the 100... The 2 point, he's got increases on here across the board on these properties. I don't suppose you disagree that that's how much they went up.
Well, I have no idea where these numbers come from. I just...
It came right off the
everything
card.
Would have come off the cards,
well,
yeah.
Assuming that these are correct, he's gone up quite a bit. So, mm-hmm. But the only way the factor increase of 2 point, what was it, 5.8 or...
Okay. Yeah, the 2.58
The factor increase
index.
Of 2.58 would not... make his property go up 41-40%. Okay. No. It wouldn't do that.
No,
the only
it would be
thing
less
that
than
could
14%.
Make them go up would be more reported room nights.
Yeah.
Which would increase the percentage of his property that is deemed to be commercial. Mm-hmm. Based on the old method of doing this.
Correct.
And in this case, it's roughly a third of his property is being deemed commercial because of the number of room nights they rent.
Okay. What do you have any type of proposal of what we could do on the assessed evaluation, not the classification, because we're not
right.
Doing on classification right here.
I don't think there's any way to make anybody happy here, but I do think that we're not going to use the 100% commercial rate, and we're going to have to use what's on his car. That's the basis that we start with. We're not going to, and if he wants a reduction from those rates, but you understand, at least prior to this, your argument is still, even if we don't do it 100% commercial, that you should just be taxed all the way across the board as residential. Is that right?
Right. That, I mean,
that's your argument.
That's part of my, that's the second part of my argument. The right. First part is the 15%. I don't understand how these percentages, they're not coming off this, what I reported. Because if you look at, I need my calculator to figure out, but 5,700 versus 763.20, those numbers don't match.
Well, let's just take
these cards.
Let's just take this first one. What was the assessed value last year, or the appraised value last year?
Yeah, can you pull that up? I was having trouble seeing that. I don't understand the.
But that's on his card he's showing you. It shows you last year versus this year.
Right. We're just looking up.
Okay, can I see your card? Thank you. So I have appraised value as total of 2020 of two. Now this is. Okay, so I have 258,356 as the total appraised value. The card sent out 268,500. Okay, so we're talking appraised values. So we're that's what I have on the card here. Total 258,356. 2021's appraised value 268,500. So
let me ask you the first question, if I can.
Yes.
Let's say that you didn't use this as a nightly rental place. Let's just say this is a home and a residence. Do you think that appraised value is over what that property is worth?
I don't have any idea. I don't really.
If you were, I guess in other words, I'm not saying you're going to go out and sell, but I mean, if you were to go out and sell today, is that property worth about $250,000?
I have no idea what it is.
So
we're trying to get you're making two arguments, remember. You're making a valuation, you're making the other one. That's why I'm asking that question. It doesn't solve the classification argument. I'm just asking you if the property itself is worth that.
I don't know. Okay.
So it basically the appraised valuation on the card, at least, okay? On the card, the appraised valuation on the card. Your valuation, appraised valuation, went up from $258,356, okay? The 2021 appraised valuation, it did move up about $10,000. So that would be about 5%.
And I'm not arguing that.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Well, that's what
we have a sales letter in the neighborhood for the same thing for 500. That's what they're going for.
Well, but this isn't this particular, and there's different units in that particular place, though. So that's what we're talking about here. The bad news is, you thought that was high. The worst news is actually
most people are
is it's actually 291,832. If you hadn't came in and we caught this, and I'm not trying to harp. I mean, I understand whatever kind of mistakes happen, but that is somewhat of a serious mistake. To me, I'm just talking as a board member up here. To me, the movement up from 258,356 to 268,500, talking on valuations here, is a reasonable increase. Okay, I wish we all had these reasonable increases this week, okay? So that's a reasonable increase. I don't know about 258 to 291. That's quite a bit more of a significant jump.
That's 11%.
Yeah.
The 258 to 291 mm-hmm. is 11%?
11%.
It's still a significant jump.
It's a big jump.
That because I know the BOE eight years ago or so, we're going to roll all valuations back when the new assessor at the time projected to make a 5% increase. So But anyway, the card thing is here where really what we're dealing with right here. I'm going to make a motion on this one just, and it's not really a great motion in your regard because you came in with your sheets here, but at the very least here to make it what the card is at $268,500.
And I don't know if that means, is it, since it's on our sheet at $291,832, that it's a sustained, or we're granting a reduction to $268,000, which is on his card, but technically, since he didn't get another card, are we just denying a decrease? Because it should be $268,000?
No, they have him on at $291,832 at this time.
Okay.
This is what is...
But that's not changing his commercial.
Yeah. I hear you.
We're gonna.
Yeah, we're not dealing with the classification, but we are gonna adjust the valuation, just simply based on this card, and
yeah.
We're gonna need to get through this so we can take at least a brief break before our afternoon crowd gets here.
I thought it was a 5-minute thing. I'm sorry to.
No, it's not.
This is
not your fault.
You have thousands of dollars extra that you get to pay this year because of some of this. And on the flip side of that, I'm just going to address this too. This card, although I understand the reason why it's on here of having your taxes will be approximately $4,438.09, the reality is we don't know what that number will be because this is in the Hollister School District, for example. They can adjust their levy, and it's very, very possible and even likely that levy will be adjusted in that regard. So that is not a gospel number here of what the actual amount is. I mean, I appreciate that there's a number attached to it, but it is not the actual amount. Yes. It'll probably go up, but it won't. It's likely not to go up that much. Anyway, you have a motion.
Okay, on BOE 216, I vote that we reduce the assessed value down to $268,500.
I second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. BOE number 216, that's 127 Deep Forest. The appraised value is $268,500. I have these written down. Let's just go through these. BOE number 249, that's 152 Streamside Circle, is a similar situation here. The card reads as the 2021 appraised value that they got notice on was $276,670. I make a motion that we change their appraised value to $276,670.
Jeff, is that 249?
It is 249.
It is. BOE number 249, that's 152 Streamside Circle. Streamside Drive.
This is the one where we had the sales letter they signed.
I've got a card of what they got, so.
Well, I haven't checked to see if the second notice went out. This one I know because I looked it up.
Which one?
The first one he went for, I looked it up and I couldn't find one. I haven't had the chance. I mean, there's so much coming in, but I can look it up and see if the other ones have had second notices.
I just got what I got before notices. Me, and he's presenting this, and we have a lot to go through. I think they got notices in this regard. I wonder how many others, but...
So we're also putting what this in front of you, that the sales letter is at $500,000.
I've got a card that went out that says that their thing, that you sent out a card to this owner stating that this year's value is going to be $276,670. I'm just simply moving it to the amount that the assessor's office sent to them that they think it is. I'm really not lowering it. I'm just setting it at the number.
Let it be on record. You're not lowering.
Yeah. I'm not lowering this. I'm just lowering it. The current value right here is three that you have them on is at $308,010. I have a motion.
Yeah. And I don't know. What we've got in front of us is what we've got in front of us on these particular ones, Susan. So if you have them on other ones, we're gonna have to go by what the taxpayer brought in.
This does not change classification on this. We're not addressing classification.